Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you want to continue to be one of those uninformed voters, uninformed people in this world, then change the channel because they're going to give you information you can work with.
They got human excrement running all around the place.
Your home smells of feces.
Yes.
People peeing in the streets.
Ooh, do you smell something?
Needles in the streets.
These are not tears. We are vomiting from our eyes.
And yet, what they're worried about? The words you use to call criminals. Because there's a certain stigma they don't want criminals to have to deal with.
Could we talk about something else?
I'm going to give you information that's going to make you have to make a decision, have to do something about what's going on in this country.
Something resembling anything.
If you want to get involved in the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Check out my classic podcast. There's so much going on the website, but do something. Get involved.
The Joe Messina Show.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Joe Messina Show. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Look, get involved, get engaged, truly be part of the solution. I know, I say it all the time. If it irritates you, I would say I'm sorry, but I'm really not. I don't want to tell you. I mean, seriously, when you start doing it, when we start doing it on a regular basis, you start doing it on a regular basis, then yeah, I'm in. I'll stop saying it. But even as of late, some of you on the right, and I do mean on the right, have reached out and said, you know, why bother? We can't win. They've already rigged it. Look, I know I tell you, some of you have heard this 15 times already. I don't know how much more to say this or how many more times to say it. If our founding fathers had that idea, some of you are like, ah, here he goes with the founding fathers again. Yeah, that's right, with the founding fathers. If the founding fathers had that idea, that it wasn't even worth them trying because, you know what? England had the strongest, the most powerful military on the planet at the time we took them on. When I say we, I mean our founding fathers took them on. And you have to sit there and say to yourself, were they stupid? Did they not understand who they were going up against? Was there no clue? No, come on, honestly. They knew exactly what they were doing. They knew exactly who they were going up against. And you know what they did? They still went and fought for what they believed to be right, what they believed to be truth. Why wouldn't you? Why do you not look out there and you look at the... Find ways to fix things. Find ways to fight. Find ways to push back. I'm not talking about violence either. Because my detractors on the left would love to do that. But the reality is there are ways to fight back. There are ways to watch. There are ways to do things. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Get involved. Get engaged. Truly be part of the solution. Because there was a lot back there. Look at you younger. Let me put it this way. You more seasoned people. Okay? I'll put it that way. You more seasoned people, like us older folks. Right? You have grandchildren, grandsons, granddaughters. Protect them. Yeah. What do you got to lose? Protect them. Right? Many of you easily, you have enough in your retirement fund. You don't have to worry about working or any of that. Right? So speak up, say something, show up. And God, do something. You know, I used to say it a lot. I didn't think I had to keep saying it. I have to sit there and think to myself, I would love for one of you who really feel like hope is gone to give me a call, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I would love for you to reach out and really tell me why you shouldn't vote, why you're done, why you don't think it really matters. I won't make fun of you. I really honestly want open conversation. And there's a lot of, I mean, there's a lot of us that feel the same way. I want open conversation with you. And I know, I'm on it because today was one of those days where I started sorting through. I don't hit it every day. I know I should. But I start sorting through the emails. And the ones that say, you know, you're a real blankety blank. I don't even read the rest of them. I just throw them away at that point. Because if all you've got is nasties, if all you're going to do is attack, then I know you got nothing. And I can even tell you what party you belong to at that point. Seriously. So, anyhow. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Sonia Schmidt will join me a little bit after the break. So, you know, in the spirit of inclusivity, the White House has decided not to have any religious themes designed or designs from the White House Easter egg contest. That's right. You know, because Joey B is such a religious kind of guy. Children of the National Guard are prohibited from submitting religious Easter egg designs for the 2024 celebration National Guard Families Art event at the White House. Now, it's nice to know that they're willing to be inclusive enough that Christian kids are able to engage and be involved. The art contest is part of the White House's Easter tradition, which includes the annual Easter egg roll. The flyer for the contest states that Easter egg designs and submissions must not include any, ready for this one, questionable content. That's right, religious symbols, overtly religious themes, and partisan political statements. Religious, well, what's a religious symbol? I mean, the rabbit's a religious symbol. Did you know that? Do a little bit of your own homework. You know what you find out? You find out that the rabbit is a symbol of a fertility in a particular pagan religion. Well, it's pagan, so it'll be okay. Yeah, not a problem. All right. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
I'm Slim Shady. Yes, I'm the real Shady. All you other Slim Shadys are just imitating. So, won't the real Slim Shady please stand up? Please stand up? Please stand up.
How can you do a spoken word version of a rap song?
He found a way.
Your host, always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-ROAD-JOE, 855-732-5566. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us here on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting or Xing or whatever it is, getting involved in the conversation. That's really what I care about. I want you involved in the conversation. And again, you know who else I want involved in the conversation? My co-host, Sonia Schmidt, joins me. She does every week. Always appreciate. What do you mean, no? You can't say no. You're already on.
I can never tell.
I can never tell when I'm on camera, so I make faces and see what you can see.
Well, oh, so I can say something about your faces? Yeah, now they're going to get in my case for making fun of the woman. Okay, thank you.
Oh, they're going to come down on you regardless. So.
I know. I just, because I have breath. You know, as long as I'm breathing, they're teed off.
And I'm guilty by association. I have the nerve to be your friend.
Ooh.
So.
Yeah, I have another friend of mine that happened to. She's a staunch Democrat, and people found out she was my friend, and man, they ripped her up one side and down the other.
How weird is that? That's not like so high school that if you have you can't have a friend who I don't like, or you're an I-grad.
Yeah. Do you see the clothes she wears? How could you possibly be seen with her? I remember those all the time.
It's the same. It's not any deeper anymore than the clothes she wears or the thoughts she, you know, the thought police comes out. It's so weird.
Yeah. So weird. Do you know how they get on Trump every time, you know, he gets a gag order or whatever, and so he talks anyway. I mean, you're not going to stop
him.
He's
so funny.
Right? Mm-hmm. Put him in jail. He's still not going to stop him. He'll find a way to get a microphone in there and tell people how he feels. Right?
He's funny.
Well, apparently, I want to call her your girlfriend because you make fun of her too. Fawny Willis, after the judge admonished her and told her, scolded her for always playing the race card and told her she needs to stop, she said, "Well, I'm going to talk about it anyway." So here she is, the DA of the county, right? And she's saying, you know, the heck with the judge. I'm going to say and do what I want to do. I don't care what the judge says. Now, I guarantee you, if Donald Trump came out and used that, you know, kind of used those same words, what do you think she would do? She would be looking to throw him in jail, wouldn't she?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, but she knows she can get away with it. Here it is, the people on the left would reframe that as they're trying to silence a black woman.
Ooh.
You know, why shouldn't she use her color? This color, her color has kept her down in this country. Oh, she's a judge in this country.
Wait a minute.
But her color
DA
has kept her
Georgia.
Down.
Yeah, right. She got voted in by the people.
By the people. But you're going to try to, as a black woman, silence. Man, I'm not playing this card the way I should.
Well, she must, yeah. She was, you know what it is? I bet you she's a white woman. We just don't know it. I don't know.
Yeah,
I'm just
she's
saying.
A white Democrat. Well, they look out for us more than we look out for our own.
That's true,
so that
too.
Could
possibly
be. She could be in blackface disguise. She's just an awful cuss of a woman, and it's so shocking how nasty the women on the left are and how they're heralded. It's just nasty, awful. You wouldn't want to have a cup of coffee with them. You know,
when everything comes back to racism or the woman card or whatever, there is no conversation. Now you're being lectured to. You're being talked at, if you would, right?
Certainly. And by someone who is so shallow, and how could you have? I wouldn't even know where to start a conversation with somebody who thinks that the world is that, you know, racist, because that's what she's saying. As a black woman, you're trying, this country's trying. But listen, her father dated Angela Davis.
Ooh.
So she was around that element. That's what she's been raised. It's the same thing as Obama. He was raised by communists. He was a part of that world. That is what they believe in. So there's nothing getting around that. I would have a hard time having a conversation or having, here's the thing. I wouldn't even want to have, it's not even about having a conversation with somebody like that. It's about, you couldn't even have fun. You couldn't even have fun with somebody like that. But they're not fun. They're not enjoyable. Listen, I got stark left relatives, and I think we've only had one really good holiday together. It's because we're all into movies. So we were all able to bond on that. But otherwise, if we get off that road, we's in trouble.
Okay, but what makes the difference with a David Horowitz, for instance, right? He calls himself a red diaper baby, grew up in a communist household, you know, fought at Berkeley for freedom of speech at a time when the libs really thought freedom of speech was something to fight for. you know, all that stuff. And at some point in time, something snapped, something switched off or whatever. And you realize that, you know, it was what he was saying, the principles he was standing on were asinine. And they weren't right. There was something that were spoon-fed to him as a child, and that's what he was stepping out on. And yet you have, you know, the Obamas, the AOCs of the world that nothing clicks, nothing moves, nothing changes, no matter what they see.
Well, I think if you're asking what's the difference, I think that there's a certain amount of courageousness. We talk about this all the time. I know you tell your audience, get out there, do something. There's, and you feel like you're just talking into the wind. But most people in general aren't courageous. So even if they got an inkling that their side is stupid. I mean, we were talking about Carvel the other day, James Carvel. Every once in a while, he'll see it, but he has the courageousness and the status, I guess, at this point, and I guess get older. Every once in a while, he'll say it because he doesn't care where it puts him in his tribe.
Got a Louisiana old white man,
mm-hmm.
Fine, right?
Right, and
what
for
are you
whatever
people, stupid.
For whatever it's worth, I think you have to. Not only do you have to get that light bulb that goes off, you have to be okay with maybe being put on that ice float from your tribe, because that could really happen, especially on the left. Being a black conservative is the same way. What makes us see it, but here's the second step is saying it. You gotta be willing to be put on that ice floe. And if it means you're by yourself and called names or, you know, then that's kind of what it means.
Yeah. Well, we gotta go for a quick break when we come back. Oh, I got too many things I wanna go through with you. You know, the White House has banned, I love that word, Easter egg designs with a religious theme on it. God forbid.
Of course.
We'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go far. Love all my
clothes.
Tony Smith when we return.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. The East Coast's largest crane is now at the site of the Baltimore Bridge collapse. Crews face the task of clearing approximately 4,000 tons of debris from the ship's bow, which collided with the Francis Scott Key Bridge earlier this week. The debris is impeding search efforts for the four missing construction workers who are presumed dead. Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell said lowering interest rates would not be suitable until officials are assured that inflation is progressing toward the Fed's 2% target.
February is lower, but it's not as low as most of the good readings we got in the second half of last year.
Speaking from San Francisco Friday, Powell referenced the latest inflation data, which he indicated aligns with the central bank's projections. Former President Trump is set to host a fundraiser in Palm Beach on April 6th, which will be hosted by a hedge fund founder. Trump's anticipated to generate $33 million at his upcoming event. John Schaefer, USA News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Stop spouting the silly scientific gibberish. Just translate the foregoing into simple English, if you please.
We are back. You're listening to the Joe Messina Show. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Get involved. Get engaged. Like I always say, be part of the solution. Always appreciate the time you spend with me. Really, seriously. Whether you're on the air, you're listening over the air, you're listening on the website, through your app. Yeah, we have an app. Okay? Not that hard. We have an app you can work with. So, you know, grab it. You can listen to me anywhere. You can pump it through. Well, I don't know if you want to listen to me anywhere, but pump it through the car. Not that hard. Not with today's technology. You can listen to stations halfway across the world. I don't know why you want to do that. You can just listen to your local station and listen to me. If we're not on your local station, like I always say, call the station manager and go, how come you don't care when you're driving to see the show? And no matter what excuse he gives you, we go, what are you, stupid? Get that show on there. Like, right now. I'll wait. Anyway, Sonia Smith joins me as my co-host. Think that would go over well with a station manager? No? Maybe?
You always have such good advice.
Okay. Oh, yeah, that'll work well anyhow. So, you, you know, you didn't go for it, so. Anyway, where were we? We were talking about your favorite person there. Fonnie Willis.
Fonnie.
Fonnie.
I do. No, it's Fonnie. It's F-A-N-I, Fonnie.
Wait, what?
makes no sense. Other than they're just trying to be fancy. Fonzie. They're trying to be Fonzie.
Do you ever see Young Frankenstein?
Yeah, of course.
When he says, you know, they were talking about their names, and he goes, it's Frankenstein. And he goes, and you're Igor. He goes, no, it's Igor.
That's very funny. That's what this is exactly like. But
wow.
So that already sets her up with an attitude from birth. Is everybody reading her name wrong? Is that she's got to correct, and they're the wrong ones for thinking that it would be Fanny when it's spelled Fanny.
What I love about this, though, she gave a speech on Friday, and she was defying a judge's recent warning to not play the race card. And she insisted that she's going to talk about it anyway because, you know, the black woman, she's not going to be silent.
First of all, she doesn't believe there's a race card to be played. She's not doing that. She's just being a proud black woman. And how dare you take that role from her? That's racist, just asking her not to do something like that.
She said it. She said, you just don't understand. It's hard out here always having to prove yourself two or three times. Well, you got elected. You don't have to prove anything.
Right. Do your job. How about that? That would prove that you are qualified to be respected, all sorts of things if you just acted like... But when you storm in a courtroom with a too tight hot pink dress on and some pearls and wag your finger at everybody and be mad because of the obvious problems people have, of course you have to keep proving yourself because you keep stepping in it.
I'm looking at a video. We were actually joking about this earlier today or yesterday. And, you know, where you got the head going and the finger wagging?
Mm-hmm.
Right? It's like, why do you add to the stereotype? You're an elected official.
That's what I'm saying. She keeps stepping in it. But that's how she's trying to prove that she's a strong... I don't know why women in general, you know, black and otherwise... think that showing strength is by being able to take somebody to task, you know, to take them down. I mean, she's a judge. You couldn't possibly take what she's accomplished, her stature from her if she also acted like a lady. You know? I mean, she didn't get there by, I don't know if she got there by DEI. Somebody the other day said DEI stands for didn't earn it.
Oh, okay. I was like, glad you said that, not me.
That's kind of good. But I'm assuming that her father seems very accomplished it's too bad he's a, you know, probably a Marxist kind of a guy. But that's the political stance they chose. Mm-hmm. But she, the fact of the matter is she wouldn't have to prove herself over and over if she wasn't brainwashed into believing that she has to prove herself over and over. I mean, often women do have to do that. I know what she means by being a woman who has to, once again, assure somebody that she's qualified for the job, but you do that by being qualified for the job.
I agree with you. I totally agree with you. Look.
Yeah. You don't have to be a black woman qualified for the job. Just be qualified for the job.
Well, apparently, and then they'll get the memo, you know.
Then they'll see that wow, black people are, you know, then they'll lump you into that black group, but it'll be positive. It won't be negative. Trust me, she's not making people feel any warmer about black employees.
No.
People are not running out to hire that strong black woman who's going to wag their finger in your face and tell you what my friend Jesse used to say, what is it about black women that they always feel like they have to let you know what you think, what they think of you? So true. We feel we must tell you what we think of you. That's the dumbest thing in the world.
So I'm going to switch gears with you because this is another crazy story. So the Seattle area leader, and we know how much trouble Seattle is with, you know, defunding the police and letting crime run rampant. You know, we've seen it. We know it. We know it to be true. Seattle area leaders are now eyeing a 2028 deadline for closing their youth detention centers despite a rise in youth crime, because that makes all the sense in the world. Anyway, we know detention is causing harm. Right. Telling them you're going to lock them up if they can commit crime apparently helps them commit more crime. Now, we know detention is expensive, said Celia Jackson, director of the Criminal Legal System Transformation at King County. It's always the right time to do the right thing. Now, these detention centers in Seattle were originally set up to close in 2025, you know, but maybe we need to push them faster to close. The center opened it cost $242 million investment to open these things up. Anyway, they talk about these things like they're what's causing the teens, and I always love this, to get madder at us, and when they get mad, it wants to go commit crime. Yeah. And I'm thinking, really? Is this like those communities when something happens and they're mad at the police or they're mad at other people, they go rip down their own communities. It makes no sense, again. And the lefties think the best way to take care of crime is to let it ride.
You know what I bet is happening?
Uh-oh.
Is that, well, I'm just putting on my smart cap here.
Uh-oh.
On my thinking cap, and I'm tightening it up, as I tell my grandson, but I think there is so much rampant crime and misbehavior in that city that it's now their kids who are doing it, and they don't want their kids locked up. It's their kids who are being mad at them, and they can't stand it, so they're saying, let's get rid of detention centers. Let's get rid of punishing these kids, because they obviously had a problem with reining their kids in the first place.
How do you like this one? According to the committee...
What do you think about that assessment, Joe?
No, I think I was going to tie that in with something here. I think you're right.
Oh, okay. I thought that was a little bit of brilliance.
No, it was a lot of brilliant. That was, actually, it was too deep of a thought for me, but I'm glad you came up with it, because I never would have.
I always
I'm not joking. But to go on to say that the youth, let me see, in the first 9 months of 2023, white youth accounted for 13% of detained juveniles, while youth of color made up 87%, which shows that there's an inherent problem with the jail system. So,
not with the black kids creates the crime.
Oh, God.
See, but once again, it makes them feel good about themselves rather than go, you know, what's going on in this community that we need to work on.
Thank you.
They go, let's let them free, because we're being racist. We'll feel better about ourselves.
Look, you know what? If that's the case and they really, really, truly believe that there's an issue, then sit down with a panel. I don't care if the panel is a small committee, whatever. Have them sit down and look at every case, case by case, and see if there's anomalies in there, see if there's issues they need to clean up or take care of. I'm good with that. Maybe it's the right way to go. Is there any proof that racism runs rampant in Seattle? I don't know. I don't live there. I don't know people who do.
If you call everything racism, like if you set them down in a panel of lefties, you're never, and lefties love panels. Oh, my gosh. They love studies and panels. I've never seen such study panel-loving people in my life. They still aren't going to come out with the right answer because they already have they're going to throw away the answers that they don't want. What if they find out that our big problem is fatherless homes, the situation in created?
You
exactly.
can't go there. You know that.
Exactly.
All right. We'll be back in a few minutes with my co-host, Sonia Schmidt. Don't go far. A lot more to talk about when we return.
This is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never not once been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNlive.com.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I've noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from the carpal tunnel syndrome. I will continue to buy product. This formula is very powerful. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure is stabilized. My lower edema has reduced, and lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendovite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
And that's why yellow makes me sad, I think.
That's interesting. You know what makes me sad?
You do! Maybe we should chug on over to Mamby Pamby Land, where maybe we can find some self-confidence for you, you jackwagon!
We are back. Hopefully you are, too. Joe Mateo, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged. Truly be part of the conversation. My co-host, Sonia Schmidt, joins me as she does every week. Always appreciate her time with me. And I was going to call them normal stories or just stories, but they're not stories. They're nutty stories that are going on a daily basis. If you had wrote this, I say this from time to time to you. If you wrote this story 10 years ago about what was going on today, and you went to publish it, do you think anybody would have published it?
What story? How about letting the kids out of jail?
Anything. Letting the kids out of jail, what to do with the Trump,
but you have to understand, you have to understand, I wrote comedy. So comedy looks at a situation and takes it that next step. And that is the next predictable, ridiculous step. Comedy has to be rooted in truth. So, yes, I would have absolutely seen all this stuff coming, but at least we would have known that it was ridiculous. We knew, it's like that, it's how the Babylon Bee exists. Because they take what's really happening and they take it that next step. I was reading you an article earlier today about how they, how Trump changed the Bible. And all of that is very funny based on the truth of Trump and the truth of what's going on in politics. So absolutely those I would pursue it. Because that's how my brain has been trained to work. Calling Judas Mike Pence, being kissed by Mike Pence as Judas, rooted in truth.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So that's the element of comedy. So, yeah, I can absolutely perceive being on In Living Color and writing a sketch about how the less kids are now commit, the crime is so prevalent that it's now drifted into their own homes and now they want their kids let out of jail.
Wow.
Yeah, and I bet that's the case. And, you know, how white guilt has gotten, white guilt has gotten so bad that they're rather than fix the real problem of what might be going on, or fatherless homes, or the society, how we give some people a pass over another, we just let them out of jail. You know, they just come and sit at their...
Well, they were put in there improperly, you know that.
Well, whatever it is they have to tell themselves, but then you get to the point where now they're sitting at your dinner table, and you try to ignore it still, because you want to feel good about yourself.
Yeah.
And, you know... I wrote a sketch about them letting black criminals out of jail, and now they're just taking over these white guilt people's houses. They're sitting at the dinner table. They got their feet up on the coffee table.
Oh, yeah.
They're demanding food. You know, same thing with illegals. It's not difficult to foresee where this is going to go.
Well, look at you're right about where they're coming from and how they come from. I did this story earlier, which was the religious-themed designed eggs are banned from the White House egg art contest. Mm-hmm. Now, this has been going on for years, and all of a sudden, they're not so interested anymore.
Does that sound like a Babylon Bee headline, or what?
It should be.
It's absolutely
not
ridiculous.
Well, yep.
But... Excuse me, Obama did not, National Day of Prayer, Easter,
oh, yeah.
Any of those,
yeah.
We're not a Christian nation anymore. You can absolutely see this. You can absolutely see potato egg, you know, potato, colored potatoes on the lawn, or no religious, because they don't want to offend. I mean, a comedy sketch is the offenseless world. The offenseless world. And, you know, it's so sad because it's like, and then you see the little Christian kids crying in the background. Where's the, you know, it's exactly where we are now. we don't want to offend anybody except the Christian people.
Yeah.
They're okay. Or except white males.
It's inclusive, right? They're just trying to be more inclusive. And
right. Except to white males.
Since Christian people chase others away, the only way to make it inclusive is to exclude Christian people.
Here's the thing, Joe. Remember I was telling you about watch different buzz phrases that the left use. You can guarantee they're using them to help with the elections. And for the past year, certainly since January 6th, they've been really using the phrase white or Christian nationalists.
Yes.
So you can't like hype that word, that phrase, and then allow Easter eggs in the White House. So you got to pick and choose. If you're going to use that as a tactic to win an election, you can't very well then go, let's celebrate this religion. So it makes sense to me that they would know. And they're not especially chomping at the bit for them some Jesus anyhow.
No. Oh, no.
any other day of the week. So I think that, you know, and then you can call yourself inclusive. Like you said, inclusive. I feel good about myself. So you can always lie and say you're doing this in order to be inclusive. But it's kind of clear by now you're doing it because you hate Christians. And you certainly aren't a godly stock anyhow. So, but no. You got to really hate God not to let some kids, you know.
God, or do you just have to totally believe that he doesn't exist, and people who believe he do are actually the sick and dangerous ones?
I think you got to really hate him to not. First of all, Easter eggs and crap like that is not even about Easter. So in order to say, okay, and in fact, you know, you can't have any sort of religious symbolism at all. You have to hate them pretty much. I don't think I think, I'm trying to think of what I would say. Nope, you can't. I don't know. For Halloween, and Halloween is not my jam, but
your what?
I'm not really into. Moses! I don't like Halloween. Doggone it. But going the extra step to do like the satanic costumes and.
Oh yeah.
Horror houses, haunted houses. I don't like it because I hate Satan. That's not like I just don't. I don't like him. I don't think you're welcoming it. And that's where I think that people are with God. If you can't have a religious symbol on the day of Jesus' resurrection, especially when a lot of people in this country, we are a Judeo-Christian country. That's what we were founded on. So to ignore that and to say this is forbidden.
It's easy to prove, but they don't want to do the work to prove it.
And to your question, I think it's they don't want to prove it because they really hate God. If you kind of liked God, how do you do the things that the left does? How do you promote, you know, pulling a baby out of the mother's womb and convincing women? How could you convince women so far against their maternal instinct to want to do that and think it's okay and to champion it?
Because you've convinced them how bad life is going to be for them and how much better it would be to kill the child instead of raising the child in poverty and strife.
Exactly, but then boil that down anymore. So who's a proponent of life? God.
Yeah.
So in order to do that, I think you have to hate the source material. Otherwise, you couldn't convince women of something that's so unnatural for them.
Yeah.
It's like the non-binary stuff, the gender transition, everything that you see that's going on is anti-God. So I think that you have to, we're just yapping here, people, but I think that you have to hate God in order to do so many things that are anti-God, anti-family, anti-marriage, anti-sexuality, anti-children. God didn't know. He wasn't playing when he said, you mess with these little ones, you's in trouble. I'm paraphrasing here, but I do believe that's what the Bible said.
It does. And you heard... You know, now and now, more and more of the young people don't want to have kids when they get married, right? We did that.
That's what this is all about. This whole environmental thing. And when I wrote my book and I had to do this research, trust me, trust and believe, this ain't got nothing to do with saving the planet. In order for these people want a pristine world. Why? Because they want, they only want a handful of people on the planet, and that's the elite. That's it. I told people this years ago. They want to get rid of the middle class. Oh, people just laugh. They laughed and they laughed at me. But I found out this by putting things together and researching, especially the environmental movement. and even the young person that we're with every day, he says, this is about getting rid of the population. I was like, bingo, why doesn't it, you know, but it's such a crazy, awful thought. You don't understand it.
We got to go for a break.
All right, I'll be conspiratorial again on the other side.
And bring it back on the other side. Joe Messina, your host, Sonia Schmidt, my co-host tonight, will be back in a few minutes.